Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After a successful career in wireless communications, our next guest decided to return to the Lowcountry and enter the commercial renovation and restoration business in an effort to help revive and grow the local economy. Dick Stewart is founder and CEO of 303 Associates, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Beaufort, South Carolina. Dick, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So first of all, give us a little bit more background on you and the company and what your company is doing now.
I grew up in this area and then left and went to college and spent most of my life in the wireless career until I returned back here in 98 after I retired. Founded 303 Associates and some affiliated companies, and we're real estate owners and investors, which requires us to do some development and renovation as well. We've redeveloped a bunch of the older buildings downtown and redeveloped some cottages and added them to Beaufort Inn, which is a hospitality property that we own. It consists of 13 buildings, many of them historic. And the oldest building we restored was the Saltus Restaurant and the Saltus Building, which was built when Napoleon was invading Russia back in the 1790s. Then we've expanded that to do some entryway work at the Beaufort Town Center area and give the historic community a place to grow without having to try to shoehorn all of that into the historic downtown area. And one we're particularly proud of is we've done some student housing and workforce housing to help support the growth of higher education in our area. And workforce housing we think is surely needed here, and having employees and workers in the communities that they're serving as opposed to finding that they're strangers that just commute in for their tour of duty and then go back home and are not really a part of the community.
Well, walk us through then what is different that you have brought to the table here in the renovation, restoration, turning these really old properties into what they are today, and the regulatory issues. Has that been a big challenge?
It's a challenge if you don't manage it properly, and it's a significant hurdle in some ways that you have to contend with. And let me just sort of start there. You know, your old building that may be owned by a legacy family that's had it in the family for decades or for generations, if they decide to sell it, they won't sell that building. But the person buying it may need time to get the approvals to do what's necessary to renovate that building and make it a contributing portion of the community. And because we're a National Landmark Historic District, that requires you to go through a process that may take months or longer to get those approvals, because you got to draw up plans, submit them, and go through a series of activities. But the people who are selling don't want to wait months. They're anxious to move on. So you need to be able to bring enough cash to bear, and you need to be able to accept the risk of not getting approved exactly what you want. That requires you to have an appetite for risk and uncertainty that's not consistent with typical financial investing in renovations or real estate. That process, though, we found to be manageable over time if what you're trying to do makes sense for the community and you're capable of making some concessions, because ultimately you get a pretty good outcome. The one area we're most concerned about in our historic downtown area now is that there are a lot of wonderful buildings and wonderful pieces of property that are not being used because they're having problems with parking. So we've gone through the process of getting approval for parking to be part of a project we're working on, and we put a proposal in front of the city to partner with them to make some public parking available so that those older buildings can be renovated and put back in use, and some of the vacant lots can be built upon so that the downtown can become more interesting and energetic and contribute more to the community than it can without parking.
Well, I would say that a lot of cities might be interested in learning how you were able to squeeze in parking into these historic downtowns.
Well, we bought a block, with the exception of one little portion of it. And in that block, there was a surface parking lot and a concrete block building that had no historic significance. But we had to buy that on short-term notice because the people who were selling it had a specific cash need. And then it took us about 18 months to get the approval. So having the money to invest and then having the ability to sit there and work through the time to hold it and get these approvals in place is a key component of that. The Beaufort Inn, which is now 48 rooms as an example, was 12 when we bought it. And it now consists of 13 buildings, one of which used to be the home of the Beaufort Female Benevolent Society. And those sort of buildings are all part of the cottages of the Beaufort Inn and part of the activity downtown. But it's because we had a patient view to collecting that and had a management structure where the folks that run that hotel could help make those public buildings again.
Well, Dick, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Dick Stewart is founder and CEO of 303 Associates. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Beaufort, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.